And as they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus cautioned them, saying, "Tell the vision to no one till the Son of Man has risen from the dead." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Venerable religious and dear parishioners, we know that these words, "tell the vision to no one till after the resurrection," was said to the same three apostles who were also told in the agony of the garden, "Could you not watch 1 hour with me?" When they saw Jesus transfigured, it was much easier to adore him, to enjoy the glorification of him. This magnificent sight, and they had to keep their lips sealed about it for a long time. They were not allowed by our Lord to tell anyone. So it was a lot easier for them to adore when they were at the top of Mount Tabor. But when it was more difficult to adore was when they saw Jesus in the agony, haggard, sweating blood even, looking terrified, looking not at all glorified. And then it was much harder to adore. Again, the same three apostles, both times, Peter, James, and John. As a matter of fact, it was so hard for them to adore that they slept. They couldn't fight off the sleep. They had just been ordained bishops. All of the apostles were at the Last Supper. They had all made their first Holy Communion. And Jesus was telling them, "My passion is going to start tonight." And yet, they couldn't quite bring themselves to keep that hour with our Lord. I am sure that for the rest of their lives, they felt ashamed that they slept through their first holy hour. And yes, it was a lot harder to adore then. But nevertheless, they should have been doing it. As I think of these three apostles, I see how much they relate to us. We too, this weekend, saw a transfiguration. Not at all the vision that the apostles saw, but we saw the altar transfigured. And it was easier to adore. It was easier for us to spend time. We saw the glorification. We try to do the greatest glorification of the Blessed Sacrament during the 40 hours, and as we do also at Corpus Christi time. But then we have to go back to the normal, if we want to call it that, the usual. And it is harder to adore then. But nevertheless, we have to adore. We have to spend that time with our Lord when it is less easy to do so. It took more faith, more dedication, more love for the apostles to do it in the agony than it did on Mount Tabor. So, my dear brethren, every time we adore, we assist at Holy Mass, we make holy hours, we are here in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, we have a greater opportunity for adoration and love in the sense that it is not as easy. One of the lines in the beautiful hymn, "Adoro Te Devote," that St. Thomas composed, is, "Our senses are deceived. When we come into church, when we see the sacred host, our senses are deceived. They only see bread. They taste bread in Holy Communion, but there is no bread, so they're deceived. The entire substance of the bread has been changed into the body of Christ. The entire substance of the wine has been changed into his blood. So this 40 hours was a time of great grace for us as a parish, and we brought blessings upon not only ourselves, but the entire world. We'll only know in eternity how those blessings happened, but they were absolutely there. So we go back to our normal lives, as I said, but with renewed faith. Just like the apostles had their faith strengthened and renewed by the transfiguration, so ours is as well. And let the graces of the 40 hours carry us throughout our lives, throughout the rest of the year. And yes, Corpus Christi will be another wonderful opportunity to revitalize our faith. Let us remember at Holy Mass that we must indeed pray. The temptations will be there to daydream, to think of other things, or even to maybe do spiritual reading. But remember, the Mass is not the time or to be doing spiritual reading. We must assist at Mass. We must literally participate with the priest. And as we are all taught, the best way to participate, to assist, to fulfill that Sunday obligation is to pray silently the same exact prayers that the priest is saying at the altar. And he uses the loud voice sometimes just the silent voice, but you have a pretty good idea of where he is. For new Catholics, obviously, there's that challenge to learn how to use the missal. But I urge you, that is the best way, generally speaking, to assist at Holy Mass. Do not just do spiritual reading. It is a time for real prayer, real adoration, real thanksgiving, real atonement, real supplication. If praying the rosary helps you to assist at Mass better, that would certainly be permissible. Singing in the choir, and the servers know they have the greatest privilege of all of assisting at Holy Mass in that way. But singing in the choir, again, many graces that they receive for that special participation. So I just wanted to urge you to always assist at Holy Mass with that fervor and love. You know, arouse your fervor, arouse your love. Think of where you are coming. As the words say above the doorway, this is none other than the house of God and the gate of heaven. So we thank our Lord for this infinite gift, and we promise to always strive to appreciate it and grow in our love for him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.